Scores of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails are on their 11th day of an open-ended hunger strike against arbitrary administrative detention and what they describe as unbearable conditions inside Israeli jails. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, several hunger strikers have been taken to hospital while the rest of them remain in solitary confinement. They are not allowed to see their fellow inmates or contact a lawyer.
They started the hunger strikes because Israeli law allows them to kidnap Palestinians and hold them without a justified cause under administrative detention. This law has given the Israelis a chance to arrest thousands of Palestinians without any evidence or with alleged secret evidence that they do not need to disclose to a lawyer.
Kaldura Faris added 51 hunger strikers were being held in the Negev Desert prison, 37 in Ofid detention centre, and the rest in Megiddo prison. He said that if the law does not change regarding Israel's administrative detention policy, another group is ready to go on strike.
The prisoners are calling for a fair trial without secret evidence against them, free contact with lawyers, and an end to arbitrary administrative detention. They say that this Israeli policy is contrary to international and humanitarian law.
From the 1st of April, 186 Palestinians have been held in administrative detention without charge or trial, including 9 members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. These detainees are often held for months without any legal proceedings or access to the evidence leading to their detention. Rights groups confirm that the hunger striking prisoners have the same demands as the Great Hunger Strike in 2012. The protesting inmates want better conditions and an end to administrative detention. Although a deal was brokered in 2012, the hunger strikers say this was never implemented and they will continue their hunger strike until they respect their rights. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.